And welcome back. Every week we will profile different people from all walks of life aiming to inspire, motivate and educate. And as you've heard, we've been chatting to our newsreader Usisnosipho Radebe, who hails from Pietermaritzburg, and we were just listening to Mabel with the song Thinking of You. So Nosipho, back to you. Tell us about the song. Why did you choose it? Why do you like it so much?
This song is my sister. This is mine and my sister's favorite song. We listen to the song all the time, every day. So that's why I chose this song. And yeah, I actually found it on YouTube just one day. And then I was like to my sister, listen to the song. And then after that, we just became too obsessed. So now we can't not play this song.
It's just one of those songs that you just get hooked on.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about Nosipho the Catholic.
Nosipho the Catholic. So I was raised Catholic. Baptized, first Holy Communion, all of that. And and now when I came to Joburg, my faith wasn't too strong because I wasn't going to church with my family.
Okay.
But then a few years back, 2015, I was like, no, I need to get back into my faith because I was brought up a Catholic, so I can't leave the church. And then I went back to my parish now, Rosebank Catholic Church, and I offered to, they were looking for readers, and I was like, oh, this is maybe a good way for me to re-enter the church.
Mm-hmm.
At least then I'm forced to participate because,
yes,
yeah, now you have a role in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm very active in the church, also in our Genesis youth group. So we do prayer groups on Sundays at 5:30. And yeah, so I pray the rosary as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to church every weekend, unless there's like a serious reason as to why I can't, like if I'm sick or something,
yes,
then I don't go.
Okay.
But yeah, otherwise, I enjoy my faith. I'm very proudly Catholic.
That's brilliant. Catholic and proud. Now, let's talk about how would you then advise the youth, those that are listening to you now, regarding, say, for instance, the 25-year-olds, regarding prayer, regarding faith, regarding their belief, especially in this day and age where we see, or rather find, our church losing so many of the young leaders, if I may so put it.
Well, I wouldn't want to preach because a lot of young people now feel that they don't want to be preached to. They don't want to be told, like, this is how you should act, this is how you should behave, etc. They just want to feel welcome. So for me, I would tell them, just remember why you first went to the church. The church is your family. So just like any other family, you always go back to your family. So that, for me, is the church. So I would advise young people to just remember that the church is your family. Go back to the church and stay in the church, because that's where we build who we are in some respects.
Mm.
If through prayer, we learn how to overcome difficulties in life, and also we just learn who we are. When you can speak to God, you can speak to yourself in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Okay. And share with us your hobbies. What is it that you enjoy doing?
I love swimming. When we were younger, we would swim all holiday, to the point where we had costume marks from being
on your body.
Yes, from being in the sun too long. So I love swimming. Oh, I don't like running. Ugh. And I love baking. I can't cook, but I can bake.
Interesting. Yes. You're supposed to learn to know how to cook. It goes hand in hand, you know. Okay.
Baking is easy. You just throw in some vanilla essence, some eggs, whisk them.
And I know now you get these ready mix flours.
And now,
so it's much easier.
Now I can cook all day thanks to the ready mixes.
Oh,
now
wow.
I can bake everything.
Oh, lovely. Mm. Okay. So you basically just enjoy those three. Traveling? Do you love traveling?
I love traveling as well. Got to travel with my friends to Port Alfred. Mm-hmm. That was fun. It was just a week of just absolute, can I say this, debauchery. Just, we were just, it was so much fun. We got to play 30 seconds in Port Alfred and go, like, be amongst the locals.
Oh, yes. Just, I hear you. And international travels, have you been overseas?
No, I haven't. I actually had planned this year to go overseas. I really wanted to go to Amsterdam for New Year's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now I've had to postpone that for next year.
All right. Yeah. All right. And tell us about your time here at Radio Veritas. Share with our listeners how everyone has been. Are we looking after you? Are you, you know, are you happy?
Mahadi, you are so mean to me.
No, oh, just, my goodness.
I'm just teasing. It has been so nice working here. Like, I didn't expect such warm personalities. I definitely expected a bit more coolness towards me, but everyone is so warm. I mean, you buy me lunch sometimes.
You didn't have to say that.
No, people must know that I'm taken care of when I'm here.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very, I enjoy my time here. Everyone is so kind, warm. It's just like, it honestly is like a family here. Like, I don't feel like I'm working sometimes.
You know, when someone once said, how does Father Emma pick his people? I mean, everyone is just so kind. Everyone is just so humble. Everyone is just so friendly. Where does he get these people from? And as you say, it's just one big loving family. No, I'm happy. I'm happy that you're enjoying your time. And your next song, please.
The next song is one of my dad's favorites. Also, I don't know if my mom likes this song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but my dad does. It's Maze, Joy and Pain. He plays this song every Saturday morning.
Okay.
When he's... when he wakes us up at 6 a.m.
Wow, so this is dedicated to your dad.
This is dedicated to him.
And there you go, Dad.